Lively Stones Meditations for 15th July 2022. Immediately a rooster crowed. Reading from John 18, verses 25 to 27. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "For you are also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed. We already know that the other gospel writers tell of Peter's denials in differing ways. Matthew has Peter cursing and swearing in his third denial. Mark simply tells the story, but with the additional information that Peter wept. Luke, see below, has the Lord there with Peter to hear the denial. John merely reports the fact of Jesus' words being fulfilled. Immediately, a rooster crowed. The way in which John tells of this event draws us to see Peter's denials at the same moment as Jesus entered his final hours. But whereas the other Gospels record that Peter wept bitterly, John does not mention anything of Peter's feelings. The plain fact is that Jesus predicted the denials, and that was shown to be the case. Move onwards. What we can see in these writings is that John's approach is to focus on the spiritual and not on the natural, unless the spiritual is revealed thereby. What we are shown here is a comparison between Jesus and Peter in how each behaves in the face of a stressful event. Later events, both in John, the Acts of the Apostles, and in Peter's epistles, show us that Peter became the rock on which Jesus would build his church. I believe that in these three short verses, we see the turning point for Peter. Immediately the rooster crowed, galvanized him out of his fearfulness into seeing again the truth that Jesus had spoken. The realization of a new day heralded the fulfillment of something immense and eternally significant. For us, it is a powerful reminder that despite the complete denial of Christ in word or deed, the Lord's promise of salvation, forgiveness, and redemption is an everlasting as the life he gives. And his life in each of us is what transforms us into overcomers, taking us on to perfection. Our Lord is with us. Meditate on these things. Luke 22, verses 60 to 62. But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are saying." Immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So Peter went out and wept bitterly. A Holy Walk, Oswald Chambers on Faith, What God Says About the World. Whenever you meet with difficulties, whether they are intellectual, circumstantial, or physical, remain loyal to God. Don't compromise. If you do, everyone around you will suffer from your faithlessness because you're disloyal to Jesus Christ and his way of looking at things. From The Place of Help.